This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You're listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Now, it's been a little while. We've taken kind of a summer break here on the podcast, but that's just because, there's off seasons on your favorite TV shows, and, they got to write a script, and it's okay. We've just been a little busy, but we will be back with full episodes. And just like your favorite shows, like I mentioned, Saved by the Bell, Home Improvement, they always had these clip shows. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ryan?
The flashback episodes. The episodes where they just kind of rehash some old stuff that happened to catch you back up. So you're like, oh yeah, that happened. And then when they come up with the new ones, you're all caught up and ready to go.
So you remember that one time when we were in Bayside High and Jesse Spano took all that speed and was like, I'm going crazy!
Jesse Speedo.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite episodes of Saved by the Bell. So what we're getting at is there are some episodes of the podcast early on that featured interviews that kind of got buried. We're 118 episodes in now, and there are some really awesome interviews that we did back in 2012 that we kind of wanted to make this a Metal Shop interview special. Is that cool?
The first interview that we're doing is Steve Asheem from Deicide. Now, this is the first interview that I did with Kevin and Ian when I first started on Metal Shop. And I remember him coming into the studio, us hanging out, doing the interview, and then we went back to Kevin and Ian's place and kicked it for a bit. And it was just kind of blowing my mind because I thought, wow, this is cool. These guys just hang out with rock stars all the time. And then I found out that that wasn't quite the case and they were kind of scummy. But it's cool. There's still the Big Brothers that I love.
After that, we're going to continue on with the death metal drummer theme, and we're going to go straight into Cannibal Corpse drummer Paul Mazurkiewicz. This guy is like a genius, he's a badass, and he is just straight up brutal. After that, we're going to end on a high note, save the best for last, and we're going to save an interview with Metal Royalty. Who we got, Ryan?
We got the mighty Lemmy himself, Lemmy from Motorhead. And this is, when is this one from? Is this 2012 as well?
I believe it was 2012. It was Gigantor when it was Megadeth, Motorhead, Lacuna Coil, and Volbeat. And that was down at Kent at Showwear Center. And it was unreal to meet him. And rest in power, Lemmy. So we're going to get straight into these interviews. Again, Steve from Deicide, Paul from Cannibal Corpse, and Lemmy. It's Metal Shop. Thanks for listening.
Ian, Kevin, and Ryan the Beard from Metal Shop here with Steve, the drummer of the Christian Crushers, Deicide. Thanks for sitting in with us today, my friend.
Thanks for having me in, guys. It's awesome. The beard is definitely out there, dude. That's crushing Christians just with the beard.
It's definitely got the weight.
All right. Well, your new album, To Hell With God, came out last year. What has the reaction been like for the new set of songs, man?
Oh, well, we've been playing a lot of them live. Man, they've been going over pretty good. You know, they sound like chimes of a phone or something.
Yeah,
I know.
Was that the new song right there?
And that was a piece of it. Yeah,
good job, Kevin. Good job. All right.
But no, yeah, I mean, their album's been going over pretty good. It's like sales are hard for us to gauge us by, you know, because we got a lot of people knocking us. But hey, you know, the songs are sticking out there, and people, you know, the record label seems happy with it, and I guess we're happy with it. But we're giving the people the songs live, and they've been eating them up like they know it. It's like everyone seems to know the stuff.
So that's awesome.
It's getting out there.
Yeah, it's definitely harder these days to record, like, you know, measure anything in record sales. I was just reading an article about how everything's dropped off about 75% in the last 10 years.
Yikes.
For everyone.
Yikes. Yeah, it's true. You know, I had this sideband, Ord Vinayad. Pretty good stuff. Got dropped by our label.
Right, man.
It's like a good band, I thought. Great band, in fact. But, man, amongst a sea of bands that aren't making money. And
you want selling.
Yeah, no one, you know, so in the toilet with it.
Well, how do you...
That was the toilet.
Nice push.
With record sales is such an all-time low, how do you feel about illegal downloads?
Hey, you know, I mean, I guess it's stealing, but I don't know. A buddy of mine does it also. I mean, everything. Movies, games, music.
He's just got a library.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, he's pretty quip about it. He doesn't give a... Then again, you know, he's hearing a lot of stuff I would never have heard about, and, you know, you get out to the shows. I mean, it's a means of spreading the word for sure, but on such a massive scale, it's obviously hurting business, and it's hard for a musician to make a living if no one wants to pay him for his work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stuff doesn't just come off of trees. People have to work it. Creating it takes time, and it takes money to record it and get it, you know.
Blood, sweat, and tears and all
that,
too.
Yeah, it's a process, you know. Right. So to just take it, I guess, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
I thought that was a metal tree, actually, that just gave me all of this music. Ooh, new Obituary record? It's growing from the ground up.
Hey, you know, that's Glenn Benton's backyard.
Hey. Oh, he's got it? He's the one that has the tree?
Yeah, he's got the tree.
Homegrown.
He pisses on it. That is the fertilizer. And you don't want to know what else.
Well, no, I mean, it's been interesting talking to bands for the last couple of years about the change of the music industry and whatnot, and just seeing how much it's changed in the last couple of years and how they were cracking down on websites like Mega Upload and Mediafire and things like that. It's making it harder, so it's going to be an interesting change here in the next 5-10 years. We'll see how technology takes us.
Well, you know, I remember they passed a new law or something, SOPA and PIPA or SIPA or something. I'm not sure exactly.
Smoking a PIPA?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, 15 years or 10 years after it started, thanks a lot for trying to do something after half the business has gone under. Yeah. It's like now they, you know, care all of a sudden. It's like, what is the angle there? But I don't know. Everyone is like, oh, you're impinging on people's rights or, you know, I don't really know. I just think there should be a way to do it where... You know, it's simple. It doesn't have to go before Congress. What are we doing, you know?
Right.
They finally got to the point where it was going to stop them from looking at porn. And then they were like, no!
We cannot have this.
You're right. The buck has to stop somewhere. And, you know, to get people motivated and do something. Yeah. Once porn goes in the toilet, everyone starts panicking.
Yeah.
And then all the artists get their money back. Potentially. I don't know. Anyway.
We're sorry.
To Hell With God, it was originally slated to come out a few years earlier in 2009. But it was released, obviously, last year. What made you guys want to hold off on the release? Or what was the process like there?
Well, we had been working on it the entire time. Kind of like, it's like we did pre-production while we were doing actual production. It was like we had the album recorded, and then it was like, well, we really don't like it.
Okay, fair enough. You got to go back to it.
We actually went back in. We wrote more songs and went back in for a second entire recording session of only like 3 songs, like Jack's songs. The songs I had written, we ended up, there was like too much blast beats, and they were like too long and stuff. So we end up trimming the fat out of the songs so they were more Glenn-friendly vocal-wise.
Okay.
Gotcha. And then recorded Jack songs, and then that brought the album. And it just took time to figure out what was wrong with it, you know, and make it right and how to go about it. So once we had that tackled, just made some changes to the songs.
Are those
some new ones and went to town.
Those a secret grindcore Deicide record ever gonna come out or
with the blast beats straight through the entire time?
We got some of those. Yeah, you know, those were the rejects. But you know, that's what I'm going for as drum. I figure I put more in and we could always take out later.
Fair enough.
Right on.
What's it like working with Jack Owen versus working with the Hoffman brothers? I mean, how's the dynamic changed with that?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely a cooler vibe, smoother operation.
Until you're looking for a good word.
Well, I'm trying not to use too many bad words.
Okay. Fair enough. It's cool.
So, but, I mean, it is what it is. It's smoother. Jack is a great guy, great guitarist. Live, he's like a statue.
Unmovable.
Yeah, but, I mean, he brings it, and he's a legend. He's Jack Owen.
That's true.
Thinking back a good 30 years or so, what originally got you interested in aggressive music and in metal in particular?
Well, I was always into the metal coming along, and as metal progressed, I was right there to follow it. I remember when I was young, it was like, oh, Kiss, but that's what's heavy to it. And I'm talking like 70s Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss Alive 2 type Kiss. And then, you know, some Priest, and then you catch on to Sabbath. But it's like all of that stuff sounded old. You know, it had that old production quality. And now modern stuff, like Priest recordings, were starting to sound modern, and Maiden was coming out, and they said so it had this modern sounding edge. So then there was that. And then in the mid 80s, when thrash, it was like,
oh, yeah.
As the scene got more intense, I was just following it. And then, right when I was of age to start playing and taking it seriously to the next level, that's right when, in the late 80s, when thrash and like death metal was born from that. It was like just stepped right in, you know. It was like being kind of prepped, like going to metal prep school, and then when it's time to graduate, boom, you finish the course,
you're ready to go
and do your work, do your thesis.
Now, it's been 25 years coming up on, right, for Deicide here, shortly?
Well,
1987, 86?
Well, yeah, that's when we formed, was in 87, and did our first demo. We recorded some of the four of the songs that are on the first record, actually three of the songs. One of them was Holy Deception, a way early version of that, which made it to Legion, but I think we did Oblivious to Nothing, it was called at the time, and then Sacrificial Suicide, and I forget what other song there. Anyway, it's on one of them old demo releases. But yeah, that was 87, so I think it's 2012, so that's... was the calculator, man.
Yeah, that's
no, 25 years.
25 years. Yeah.
I know. I'm joking anyway. I'm a mathematician.
Well, I mean, so you went through prep school, you graduated from that, and then you guys hit the road and went going. I mean, it's been that long. What is it that's kept you interested in wanting to keep going with the band and being in bands and things like that?
Well, it was always the first passion of mine. It was never going to change. And it's still fun. And, I mean, some of it's fun. It's grinding, you know, for sure. But there's still nothing I would rather do. And everyone seems to be like, oh, duh. So it's like, well, I guess I'll keep doing it. It's easy enough. I got plenty of free time. You know, I only do 60 or 70 shows a year. Got the rest of the year to just
hang out,
spank something.
Yeah. Beats digging a ditch, too, you know?
Yeah, so I can't complain, man. You know, so
gonna go spank something.
Spank it up.
So we read that you're an avid gun collector. Is this true?
Well, I don't know about collector. It's not like I go around, oh, can I, you know.
Right.
But I just like to have guns around because I make me feel like an American.
In case the zombie apocalypse.
That's
goes down.
Right. You never know what kind of a cockalypse is gonna.
What's the favorite gun that you've got? What's your favorite gun? What's your go-to? Your piece.
Well, I got the 45 Sig Sauer. That's a good one. And I like my Mossberg pistol grip shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
That
home
is
defense.
A go-to. Yeah, you know, it's perfect for home defense. It's perfect for any kind of defense. zombie defense, home defense, if I want to defend my bong.
Yep,
you
bong. Know,
there
defense.
You go.
Don't come near it.
Enough.
Get away from my bong! Bang! You're done, bro.
Stay away from my bomb.
Yeah. And, you know, like various other missiles and projectiles. You know,
your flamethrower. And
I like to make my own bombs and stuff down there. You could just buy diesel and, like...
just bomb it up? That's awesome.
Gunpowder, like black powder.
Yeah.
And, like, Vaseline, you kind of make your own napalm. If you're... I had a friend of mine burned himself really bad.
Oof.
One day. And so I'm trying not to make those same mistakes when I'm doing my batches. Yep. But
look out for the
it's pretty good. It sticks to everything. Yeah. Just stand back.
Do you read the Anarchist Cookbook for that, or you just kind of do it trial
well,
and
no,
error?
Well, no, a buddy of mine, well, I mean, I have read it.
Perfected the recipe, though.
Well, a buddy of mine was in the Army and was in Chemical Warfare Division, so he had a couple recipes that they let him loose with. He was a wild dude.
I can imagine.
I showed him, you show me a picture out next to a chemical dispensary tank, and blowing out. He's not even wearing his gas mask.
Uh-oh.
He's like, yeah. Thumbs up.
I'm invincible.
He is, yeah.
So
yeah.
Deicide, over the years, you guys have had people protest at your shows. What's your favorite sign that you've seen? Any
repent.
Repent, sinners.
And we're like, you repent. I don't know what you're talking about. Get out of here. Buy a ticket. Get in there. It's like, don't knock us. We're holding up our own signs. Screw you, too.
We're all going to hell.
Yeah, you know, join us. You repent.
That's awesome. All right, so one of our favorite questions to ask, and we ask every single band this, every single person we talk to, pick a scar on your body, tell us the story of how you earned it.
I got this one here. It's probably the best one.
I see it.
Oh, wow.
It's like a...
neck cut.
A neck slash right across my Adam's apple here.
That is gnarly.
I got this back in Vietnam.
Back in Nam?
When I was over in Cambodia. I shouldn't have been there. No, man, it's no big deal. It's an operation. No big deal. I almost died from a tumor. Big deal.
Damn.
Right? Cool. It almost never happened. How about that?
Awesome. Steve, do you have any last words for the people of Seattle before we let you go?
Yeah, you know, we just rolled through here with the gig. I appreciate everyone coming out. It was a great time. And, you know, just keep hanging in there. We got some more stuff coming for you. So long live Deicide.
Keep it evil.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Steve from Deicide on Metal Shop.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
What's going on? It's Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop here on KISW.com, hanging out with Paul from Cannibal Corpse. How you doing today, Paul?
Good, man. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're hanging out here at Summer Slaughter down at the Showbox Soto, and we're here to talk to Paul a little bit. Now, your new record, Torture, is definitely one of the most brutal records of the year. We wanted to find out, like, where does the inspiration come for the heaviness that is Cannibal Corpse?
Well, I mean, you know, we've been doing this a long time, you know, so I guess it just comes from within us at this point, you know. I mean, we're all products of heavy metal, of course, growing up in the 80s and everything, and you know, loving thrash metal and all that, and then growing with the scene and becoming death metal. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of embedded in us, I think, over through our childhoods and bringing us up to this point, and why we shouldn't be able to keep pulling it out of us. So.
All right, now, when a random person that doesn't necessarily know things about metal, when they ask you what kind of music your band plays, or what you do for a living, what do you tell them?
I would say, well, you know, we're an extreme heavy metal band. Chances are everyone's heard some sort of heavy metal, you know, and then whether that's just, you know, Black Sabbath or Metallica, you know, obviously there's a big difference there in your metal, so I would always say, you know, well, have you heard of Metallica before? You know, yeah, chances are everybody's heard of Metallica. Yeah. All right, well, take early Metallica and, you know, maybe beef it up, you know, a little bit, you know.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, because early Metallica is pretty brutal, you know. It's a big influence for us, of course, you know, and it's heavy music, you know, and that's all I look at is death metal. It's just an extreme form of metal, you know, and it's taking it to the, you know, to the limit, so that's basically what I tell people. You know, we're just an extreme heavy metal band, but, you know, the vocals too, you know, you gotta always inform about that, you know, because they still might think, oh, heavy metal, yeah, or like, you know, Rob Halford, Bruce Dickinson. Right. Well, vocals are a little different than that, so more guttural. If you can get past that, then, you know, we're just an extreme heavy metal band. That's it. So
what's like the sickest, most deranged, or insane thing you've ever seen a Cannibal Corpse fan do for the band?
I don't know why this comes to mind. I just remember, probably more disturbing than anything, I remember we did an in-store somewhere. I forgot the hell we were. It might even have been up this way. I can't remember. Probably 10 years ago. But we were, you know, doing an in-store signing, you know, at a record store or whatever, you know. And I think this happened to Pat. I was on the other side of the table, but some dude wanted him to sign his scrotum sack. You know, like, you know, or so. And he was like, dude, no, I'm not going to do that. You know? And then he was like, oh, what are you, you know, or something. Like, dude, come on. I'm not.
What, are you gay? You're not going to sign my nuts?
I know. Like, come on, dude. No, you know. So, and then I think he even said something stupid, like, yeah, I can't remember. You'd have to ask Pat, but I just remember that one.
That's
for some
awesome.
Reason being like, and we were all like a little sicked out by like, yeah, dude, none of, yeah,
put your nut away.
None of us are going to sign your nuts. So, you know, I mean, that's just, you know.
When it's all said and done, like, what do you think Cannibal Corpse's impact will have been on metal? Like, how do you guys want to be remembered?
I hope we'll have a, you know, seems like we've had a great impact so far, and we're a quarter century in. So, I mean, like we talked earlier, I mean, we're Cannibal Corpse. It's going to be what it is. So we're going to do it on our own terms. We're going to have existed on our own terms, and I'm sure we'll end on our own terms. You know, when that day will be, who knows? But I would just like to be known as a band that never compromised. We did it our way, and that was it. You know, and maybe we'll go down as one of the most brutal bands of all time. Who knows?
You're headed there.
Well, that'll be for other people to decide. Right. But I mean, mostly, like I just said though, just doing it on our own terms. So play death metal our whole career, really without changing our thought process and really changing our music at all. We did it our way,
Unrelenting.
Unrelenting, primitive, brutal death metal, and we've had success from just doing that, and no other reason. It's not because we gave in or whatever. I mean, if we're going to be more popular, it's going to be society changing,
Yeah.
And I think it already has, it's not new anymore.
Sticking
to
your guns.
So that's the way I'd like to look at it, is just we did it our way. We stuck to our guns. We were unrelenting, like you said, in our pursuit of playing, brutal, primitive style death metal.
Brutal.
Exactly. So I hopefully that'll be our legacy, hopefully.
99.9 KISW.
This is Kevin from Metal Shop here on KISW.com. Here with the almighty Lemmy from Motorhead. Thanks for talking to us tonight, man.
My name's Ian Two.
Really?
Oh, Ian One, you're Ian Two.
Yeah, I'm Ian Two. You're Ian One, yeah. Okay, so last year at Mayhem Festival, Rockstar Mayhem Festival over the summer, we were the first to get Dave Mustaine to kind of open up to us about the Gigantour 2012. And we were kind of wondering if there was any truth to the rumor that Motorhead might be playing Mayhem Festival this year.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
All right.
Slayer, I think, and
Anthrax.
Slayer, Slipknot, Anthrax. It's going to be a badass tour.
It's a pretty good tour, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, there you go. You heard it.
I need that money.
Yeah.
Well, some people wake up and eat Wheaties. Some people do their morning stretches. What's the Lemmy Kilmister morning routine, and how do you get ready for the day?
I get back into bed usually for an hour. I don't know, I don't do anything really. Wake up, read, get up, fool around, lie about. The mornings are mine. The afternoons I have to work.
All right, now, obviously, 2012, there's a lot of party talk about party politics. Everyone's talking about who they're going to vote for. If you were to run for president, Lemmy, what would be the Lemmy Kilmister slogan, and what would some of your policies be?
Die now. Save time. I don't know, really. I mean, this country, it's an unfortunate position. The politicians run everything, and like the business runs the politicians. So you're screwed. I don't know how you can get away from it. I don't know how you can get them out. You're going to need another revolution like you did against the British, Something like that. I don't know. It seems impossible. Every 4 years, some other bozo shows up and says, hey, look at me. And everybody looks at him, and then 4 years later, another one shows up. And nothing ever seems to improve. The prices go up, the wages go down, Less people in work, I don't know. What do you figure? I mean, the roads are falling to bits.
True.
You've
got the Occupy movement going, I guess.
Yeah, that's about as much use as a snowball in August, isn't it? That's going to really help. That's just going to make young people long-haired, like, seen hoodlums again. Occupying our sacred land, and all that. So I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to have to fight for it, man, I think. I just don't get it. I don't get why they let the business take over so bad, so much, It's all this, contribution. Contributions, Jesus Christ. You could buy a third world country for some of them contributions, And then he owes them, you see?
Yeah.
It's what we're running on. Die now.
Yeah.
Die now. Save time. You won't be sorry.
All right, how about this one? Do you have any...
It's too late, isn't it?
Well, then you already won.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for, maybe some young musicians who are coming up, looking up to Motorhead?
Yeah, make your own mistakes. Because whatever advice I could give you would be based on my experiences when I was young, and they're never going to have those experiences because the whole thing's changed so much. So I don't understand how it is for a band to start now. You see what I mean?
Right.
And they could never latch onto what we went through because it didn't exist anymore. So you know, you have to make your own mistakes, roll with the punches and come up laughing, you know. That's the idea. Don't give up, basically, is the only thing I would say. Because if you don't give up, you might have a chance. If you give up, you definitely got nothing.
All right, just a few questions left. We had a few people on our Facebook page that wanted to ask you a few questions, so if some of the Seattle listeners. Johnny Myrick wanted to find out, like, why do you exclusively go for the Rickenbacker bass?
I like the shape. And they got a good neck on them usually, which I'm a guitar player turned bass player. So I can't have them big bass necks, you know, I can't work with them. And I don't play, you know, normal bass, I play chords, and you can't do that on a big neck either, so... It suits me, you know.
Perfect. All right, so our last question for you is one of our favorite questions to ask. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it. Ooh. And show us if you can.
Let me think now. What have I got? There's that one. See that one?
Oh, yep. Oh, yeah.
No zoom, see? It goes, it goes from the nail right around the finger. I did that on a school trip to Paris when I was 15. I was a hard boy, you know, I bought this flick knife. And the thing was, you pull this ring and it snapped shut and it went right through my finger. So that'll teach your kids, don't play around with the switchblade, you know, because you might end up with a finger.
Yeah, the world might be a little different if you would have lost that digit.
Yeah, yeah, I still got a hole in it, though,
yeah.
From this tour.
Yeah, that's a recent one. What's that one you got there?
That was just a string, you know, like...
Oh,
you,
just playing hard.
Yeah, when you first go out, you know...
Yeah, cool. All right, well, Lemmy from Motorhead, thanks again for talking to us, man. Appreciate the time. And go out and check out Gigantour 2012. Thanks again. This is Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop on KISW.com.
And if you don't, you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.